I pledge
Pledge
allegiance
allegiance
to
to the flag
flag
of the United
States of
States
America
and
to the
to
Republic
the Republic
which it
of
stands,
which stands,
one
one
nation,
nation under
under
God,
God,
indivisible, with
indivisible,
liberty
with
and
liberty and
justice
justice
for
for
all.
all. Okay, if there's anyone wishing from the public wishing to address the board, please state your name and address for the record. Matt, I don't assume there's anyone else on the line from the public or in the office.
There is not, Mayor. Would you like me to go through and just do a roll call quickly so you know who's on?
Yeah, let's do that. Good idea.
Okay. I'm going to start with the MetroCog side. Ken Flato, City of Bridgeport.
Here.
Thank you. First Selectman Rooney, Town of Monroe.
Here.
Interim First Selectman Vitale, Town of Fairfield.
Here.
Thank you, Christine. Doug Sutherland, Chair, GBT.
Here.
Thank you, Doug. Dave Bindleglass, First Selectman, Town of Easton.
Here.
Thank you. And First Selectman Tesoro, Town of Trumbull.
Here.
Thanks, Vicki. And we have Linda Fusco, City of Derby.
Filling in for Mayor DiMartino.
Thank you. Mayor Cassetti.
Present.
Thank you, Mayor. And Mayor Loretti, Chair, City of Shelton.
Here.
We have a quorum, sir.
Okay. We're all set. Okay, we move on to item number four now is the approval of the minutes of May 29th, 25.
So move.
Is there a second?
Second.
Second, Doug Sutherland. So Mayor Cassetti and Doug Sutherland. There is one change to the minutes. Doug Sutherland's name is spelled wrong in the first page of the minutes. We're just going to note that and rectify it upon a passage.
Thank you.
Okay, all those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Are there any opposed?
I'll abstain. I was away for the meeting, Ken.
And I'll abstain also. This is Christine. Sorry, I'm on video. My camera froze on me.
No problem. So two abstentions. Otherwise, carries unanimously.
Okay. Item number five, we have an action item. We have the amendment to the 2025-28 tip stip. Matt, with the attachment B, Matt, you're going to take us through that?
Yes, happy to do so, Mr. Chair. This is project number 0015-0391, Park Avenue South Streetscape. This project was selected for funding through the Transportation Alternatives TAP program as a result of the 2024 solicitation of the MPOs in Bridgeport, Sanford, Transportation Metropolitan Area. The MPO approved the prioritization of TA projects program for 2026 to 2030 at the May 24 meeting. This project includes concrete sidewalks, raised bike lanes, pedestrian ramps, crosswalks, and pedestrian cross warning devices along Park Avenue from Railroad Avenue to State Street. This project is a second phase of a larger concept for the corridor. The first phase is from Waldemere Avenue north to Railroad Avenue in the University of Bridgeport section of Park Avenue. This is the next section north. So we're just approving the design and construction fundings for that Federal Transportation Alternatives Program through this amendment.
Okay, are there any questions?
Do we get a motion? I don't think we did.
No.
Can we have a motion and a second, Mr. Chair?
We do not. In a motion to approve?
Happy to make, David, go ahead, sorry.
It's okay. I'll move to approve the motion.
Happy to second that.
Motion is made and seconded. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
And thank you, everybody. This is an important, priority on helping to revitalize the South End, and hopefully goes a long ways over the next few years. Thank you.
Okay, motion carries. Takes us to item number six. Is there any other business?
Just two quick ones, Mayor. The first item is the 2027-2030 Transportation Improvement Program. The MPO is coordinated with Connecticut DOT over the last 6 months or so. What we're going to be doing here, since 2012, we have been doing a three-year update every 3 years on the Transportation Improvement Program. What we're trying to work out with Connecticut DOT now is getting back to a two-year cycle. So the improvement program itself will still be a three-year program. but we're going to update it every 2 years. And part of that is from administratively, it makes it a little easier. You typically have a lot less amendments that have to be brought to this body when you do a 2 year update versus a 3 year update. We're also doing that to get the planning work and the planning public engagement pieces necessary for the TIF. So they're not coinciding with our metropolitan transportation plan, the long range plan. So we're trying to get those off the same cycle, which right now they would be in 2 years. So I just want to give you all an update on that. We're working with Connecticut DOT on that now, and you'll be seeing some more information from us over the next month or two on that new update.
Okay. Probably makes some sense to do it every 2 years, given the fact that sometimes our membership changes.
Yes, and I think that's the other the discussion point, was trying to keep it as relevant and fresh as possible, and not having to go back and amend and amend and amend in that third year.
Right. Okay, so everybody sees the next meeting dates are September and November. Matt, before we adjourn, can you just give us a quick synopsis of how the PURA hearings went this week?
Sure, yes. So there was evidentiary hearings for the proposed change in control of Aquarian Water Company to the Aquarian Water Authority. The evidentiary hearings took place last Thursday, a week from today, and Monday and Tuesday. Initially, it was scheduled for 1 day of hearings, or ended up actually being 3 days. I was in attendance, as well as Pat, on this past Monday. I was also there on Tuesday. I thought the hearings went very well from our perspective. I think the arguments made both by the attorney for MetroCog, Anthony McLeod, as well as the attorney for the four municipalities in the West Cog region, New Canaan, Ridgefield, Westport, and Fairfield, were Attorney Ball and his co-counsel, Attorney Carroll, did a very good job kind of hitting home the points that we all have major concerns about. Customers, the governance structure in terms of the overriding and majority vote that the RWA region has on the authority board. And then certainly the pilot payments were a large area of discussion in terms of how the municipalities are remunerated, both currently under the Aquarian Water Company and what that looks like going forward under a pilot payment on what AWA would be paying as a pilot. So I think all of those concerns were laid out very clearly to the commissioners. I think the PURA legal team also did a cross-examine on RWA/Eversource. They had a lot of very specific questions that tended for me to think that they have some potential concerns about the proposed structure and the proposed change of control. What that actually will lead to, obviously, we don't know yet. But I think I would say, from my perspective as not a lawyer and someone just kind of taking in the proceedings, that I think all the counsels that are in opposition did a very good job laying out the case and laying out the reasons as to why we have concerns about this proposed change of control.
What's the next step?
Anybody have any questions?
What's the procedure from here?
So there is a throughout the evidentiary hearings, there's a number of late file exhibits that were requested. So the next deadline is August 4th for RWA, AWA/Eversource to submit all the late file exhibits that were requested during the evidentiary hearings. That's August 4th. Next Friday, August 8th, is the scheduled late file exhibit hearing. I'm not exactly sure what happens there. My guess is everyone that requested late file exhibits will have the opportunity to review those and then potentially ask questions about those late file exhibits, I believe. After that, there is a time where briefs are submitted to the PURA commissioners. And then at some point in the middle of August or so, the docket will be closed. And then from August through about middle of October, PURA commissioners will deliberate and then produce what is likely not a final decision, but an interim final decision with comments and discussions with all the interveners and the applicants after that. And I believe the final decision it has to be made sometime in November.
Okay. Anybody have any questions?
Yes, Doug Sutherland has a question, Mayor, already.
I'm sorry.
Doug Sutherland has his hands up.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead, Doug.
You're on mute, Doug.
Are we seeing any indication that the federal government is going to be cutting funding to our region, or maybe clawing back any funds that have already been allocated?
Not beyond anything that's already happened. I think we have been seeing that some of the funding that was paused or being held is now being moved through Federal Highway Administration, USDOT. We are still waiting on some grants, but I know that some other folks in the state have some of those grants have started to move through and become executed that were not previously. So it seems as if, at least right now, that they are starting to move on grants that were being held. From a formula funding perspective, I don't anticipate any reductions in funding to the state of Connecticut or to the regions through the federal formula transportation funding. They are working now on what will be potentially a new transportation bill. Like more than likely, there's going to be a continuing resolution, at least for the next 6 months or so, come November, October timeframe, on the transportation authorization bill. But I don't anticipate any significant cuts other than what has already been detailed in the bill that was passed a week and a half ago or so. But nothing specific to transportation that I've seen yet, Doug.
Thank you. There was one federal program, Neighborhood Equity and Access, that I think got clawed back. We have a planning grant, but that's been executed, so we're fine. It's just for anything that hasn't been obligated in the future. So I think we're good there. But that one discretionary program is probably not going to go anywhere in the foreseeable future. So.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay. I just have one last comment with respect to the inquiry on Peoria hearings. And there's obviously been a big absence of any state representation in terms of our local state representatives or senators. You know, and I understand that some of them voted for it, but, you know, at the end of the day, sometimes it's important to reevaluate the things that you do and that we do and to change when change is necessary. And I just, the silence is a little disappointing that there wasn't more support. And I don't know what they see that what they saw that we don't see. So I'll just leave it at that.
Thank you, Mayor.
Does anybody else have anything for the good of the order today? Hearing none, I'll entertain a motion for adjournment.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Everybody have a great weekend. Thank you.
Thank you all very much. Appreciate your time.
Thank you. Have a nice weekend.
Good weekend. Thank you.
We'll see you tomorrow. We're going to be at the Monroe Farmers Method.
You guys are going to be?
Max.
Yeah, I'll be there.
Follow myself.
Yeah, I'll give you a ring, Mayor.
So,
thanks.
For the.